You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Morning, John Calipari leaving the University of Kentucky, taking the head job at Arkansas. That's a big deal in the world of college basketball. National championship game, though, tonight. That's what we'll talk about first. Purdue takes on UConn. How can they beat the Huskies? This doesn't happen every day for Purdue. Happens all the time for UConn. Happened last year for UConn. UConn, the reigning national champions, they're going to try to get over the top. First team to win back-to-backs since Florida did it about 17 years ago. We'll see. I'll tell you the matchup where this game is going to kind of flip. And it's not Edie and Klingon. That's not it. The matchup is in the backcourt. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Colts a little bit. They might take a defensive tackle, but I know who they're not taking at defensive tackle. His name is Sweat. And he was arrested yesterday for DUI. And the Colts don't play that. So the Colts not going to take Sweat. Josh Schertz, over the weekend, made the decision to take the SLU job. He is going to St. Louis, leaving Terre Haute and Indiana State for a job that ends more careers than it launches. We'll talk about that a little bit. And, so much more, right? There's a lot going on. It's Masters Week. The Cubs beat the Dodgers yesterday. And this is Breakfast with Kent for National Championship Day, Eclipse Day. People said, the sun will leave the sky before Purdue wins a national championship game. Well, maybe that's exactly how it happens. It is Eclipse Day, like I said, Monday, April 8th, 2024. We're brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. Look, MyBookie's wonderful. They do great work there. Enjoy yourself there. Don't bet the mortgage. But you need to put a couple of ducats on the game tonight. You can do it at MyBookie. And with promo code KENT, you get up to a $1,000 sign-up bonus. How about that for winning before you even play? MyBookie, where you can bet on anything, anytime, from anywhere. And want to remind you, the great people. We do a giveaway, and it's just wonderful. An Our Lads draft guide, which is comprehensive, huge. The electronic version could be whizzing its way out to you. Whizzing? That sounds scatological. Sounds like urination. That's not what it's going to be doing. It's going to be whizzing electronically to you. And all you have to do is DM me. You got to subscribe first, but then DM me your email address so I can contact you and send your email address to the great people at Our Lads. Our winner today is Casey Stafford, who sent me a DM on X over the weekend. He wins the late. I'm going to just keep giving them away until the people at Our Lads tell me to stop. All right, let's talk. Oh, subscribe. You got to subscribe. Make sure and subscribe. In order to win a prize, you got to be a subscriber. In order to have the convenience of, hey, look at here. Look at what's on this channel. You got to be a subscriber. And make sure and like the video. That's the thumbs up icon because it's the polite thing to do. I like every video that I watch. And if you want to make a donation, make a donation, include a comment or a question, and we will share it with the group. All right, let's talk about the game tonight as Purdue looks to win its first real national championship game. It's played in one of these games before, 1969, with the great Rick Mount. He was on that team. George Faber from Faber B Windows on that team, a tremendous rebounder for the Boilermakers back in 1969, went into the window business. They're coming to the house soon to install a giant door window. I can't wait. Anyway, it's been a long time coming for the Boilermakers and Boilermaker fans. You've got Zach Edey, who is unstoppable, as I told you he was going to be unstoppable on Saturday afternoon into the evening. He, at 7-4, he's got great hands. They throw it into him. He throws it down or throws up a hook shot, and off you go. Tonight, he's got Klingon as a guy who's going to be defending him, and he's going to be defending Klingon. And so I don't know if they cancel each other out, but they kind of do. Neither has played against anybody like the other. And so this is going to be an interesting matchup, but it's not the matchup that's going to determine the winner of this game. That matchup is Braden Smith and then Newton. Newton is really, really good. Tristan Newton is 6'5". He's long. Braden Smith's kind of long. He's longer than you would think. But Tristan Newton is a really good college basketball player, a winning college basketball player. And you saw, although the Boilermakers overcame Braden Smith on Saturday night, I don't think they're going to be able to do it tonight if Braden Smith doesn't play better than he did on Saturday against NC State. This is going to be a matchup where the game kind of hinges. Both Smith and Jones in the backcourt, they're like 6 feet, 6'1". And when you've got guys that you're going up against at 6'5", that's just, it's uncomfortable. Although this is nothing new for Braden Smith. Purdue can still win this game. Braden Smith is plenty good enough as a point guard to elevate Purdue, but he's got to do that. If he does it, Purdue's got a chance. If he doesn't do it, Purdue's got no chance. It's just that easy. You go back to what Creighton did against Purdue or against UConn. Last time that UConn lost, it was against Creighton.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Creighton, in that game, hit 14 threes. And UConn hit three. That's the kind of disparity in three-point shooting that the Boilermakers need to create in order to beat UConn. You're not going to be able to beat them down low in the way you did against NC State. This isn't, Klingon isn't 6'9 and 275. Klingon is a very well-built 7'2" center, and Edey being able to get the drop on him, that's going to be a little bit more difficult. And Danny Hurley, look, I think that these are the two best programs in college basketball. And I think you got two of the best coaches in college basketball. Danny Hurley is psychotic. He's recruited a bunch of psychotics who care about nothing more than winning this game. Matt Painter, not psychotic. His team, not psychotic. But they're going to have to play like it tonight in order to beat UConn and win the first national championship since the mythical national championship that old Johnny Wooden one for the Boilermakers back in 1932. So there you go. UConn, a 7.5-point favorite, despite the fact that KenPom projects UConn to win by only 3. That is the kind of disparity you usually don't see. Usually the line is very close to what the projected line is on KenPom. This time, you got a 4-point differential, and that's kind of a big deal. Whatever happens, it's been a hell of a run for the Boilermakers. It's about making the finals to me. It's about making it to the last game. That's kind of the thing. Let's talk about the big news in college basketball other than the national championship game tonight, and that's that John Calipari is leaving the University of Kentucky to go to Arkansas, which is great for the University of Kentucky because they don't have to pay the $33 million buyout to get him to leave, which is what they wanted all along. And this is done with Mitch Barnhart's approval. And so Kentucky's going to go to work, if they haven't already and hadn't already, pursuing their next coach. Who's it going to be? There are kind of two tiers of coaches that Kentucky's going to pursue. You've got Nate Oates from Bama. The guys who've got great jobs already. Nate Oates, $18 million reverse buyout to leave Alabama. He's going to have to come up with $18 million. I think Kentucky can do that. They got a lot of cash. And you know what? I think this is good, ultimately, for Kentucky. 15 years of John Calipari is enough. John Calipari, over the course of these 15 years, has really evolved in his way of thinking. What he's trying to do is get guys to the NBA. He and Mike Woodson kind of cut from the same cloth. It's not as much about winning as it is elevating the players and putting them in a position to live better lives, which is supposed to be kind of what college basketball coaches are supposed to do. But they don't get paid $8 to $10 million a year, a guy like John Calipari, in order to not win but launch NBA careers. They're paid to win. And so Calipari not being able to win in the NCAA tournament in any kind of meaningful fashion over the last few years, haven't made a Final Four since 15 when it was held here in Indy, you know, Kentucky isn't having it. They didn't want to pay the 33, so this exit plan kind of concocted. Musselman takes a job at USC, opens a job at Arkansas, and off Cal goes to Fayetteville. Billy Donovan, Nate Oates, like I said, Scott Drew, among those primary candidates who are, they're going to call Danny Hurley. Danny Hurley didn't come to Kentucky. What the hell would Danny Hurley come to Kentucky for? I think Kentucky is in kind of the same boat as Indiana in that they think that everybody wants to be the coach of Kentucky and not everybody wants to be the coach of Kentucky. Why be the coach of Kentucky? If you're Nate Oates and you can make serious cash being the basketball coach at a school where football is absolutely the king and all the pressure is on the football coach, who wouldn't do that? You want to go to Kentucky? Why? For what purpose? Calipari hadn't been able to win there. You are winning at Bama, right? Billy Donovan? Are the rumors of Billy Donovan's wife touring Lexington with a real estate agent, those haven't started yet, but they're gonna start soon. Then you've got a secondary group, including Rick Pitino. How odd would it be? 35 years after Rick Pitino took that. Is that right? 30. Wait. Yeah, 35 years. Since he took the job in Lexington, he's a candidate again. Mark Pope at BYU, a candidate because he's a Kentucky alum. People are just grabbing at straws. Any tether to Kentucky. Billy Donovan, he was an assistant there. Like, he cares. He's with the Bulls. They're in ascendance. I don't know. You want to stay with in the NBA, you stay in the NBA. Who wants to deal with all this recruiting nonsense? Why would you leave the NBA to go to college at a place where you're going to have to recruit and then re-recruit again and again and again and again? It just doesn't make sense. We'll see who they hire. Terry Moran was offered, evidently, the opportunity at the Tennessee job, passed it up. She wants to stay in Indiana. Good. If you're Indiana and you can hire a great coach like Terry Moran, You got to be able to keep that coach. And if you can't, what's the point in hiring a great coach? Speaking of really, really good coaches moving on, Josh Schertz moving on from Indiana State to St. Louis. I'm not a fan of this move. I think this is poorly strategized. I think Josh Schertz is kind of a hot commodity in coaching circles and would be a candidate for jobs that are far better than St. Louis. St. Louis in the A-10, they've got enough money to pay, but can you win there? How many, like, man, you got to go back to Lorenzo Romar to find a head coach who took a step up in class from SLU after taking that job. I think that this is a bad job. St. Louis University is where coaching careers go to die. It's not where they thrive. St. Louis, tough, tough place to win in a really good conference. South Carolina, they got the W yesterday against Iowa and Caitlin Clark. Clark got off to a great start, scored 18 in the first quarter, and then it all kind of, you know what, cream rose to the top, and that cream, South Carolina, best team in women's college basketball, not close. Undefeated, they win 87-75. Herb Simons going to the Basketball Hall of Fame as a contributor. Congratulations to Herb, who has been he and his brother Mel. What they have done for this city of Indianapolis and for the Indiana Pacers is really hard to calculate. Great honor for Herb Simon. Very, very well earned. They won yesterday. The Pacers did. 117-115 over the Miami Heat. So they hold on to the sixth spot, although the 76ers leapfrogged the Heat yesterday. And the Pacers are only a game and a half back with three left of that third hole. Better to get third than sixth, but you don't want to move up to fifth. They're in a position, though, with the 76ers coming. Three games left, right? They play at the Raptors, then at the Cavs, and finish up at home against the Hawks. If you lose that game to the Cavs, the 76ers might claw over the top of you, but if you win that game against the Cavs, you could wind up in the fifth seed, and you don't want to be in the fifth seed. Things get very confusing at this point. We don't know whether to win or root for them or against them, and that's no good. By the way, the Heat and the Pacers combined to hit 49 of 54 free throws yesterday. That's a lot of free throws to hit. Good for them. No, but being taller is better. Like, I'm answering a comment. If you're 6'5", and you're playing against a guy who's 6 feet tall, nobody in their right mind thinks that the guy who's 6 feet tall has an advantage over the guy who's 6'5". Plus, they're longer. It is harder to play against taller people as long as they're smooth in their movements, and that is certainly the case with Newton. So, there you go. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we, on this Eclipse Monday. Oh, my goodness. The astronomical anomaly that will occur this afternoon in Monroe County for the first time, I think, since just after the Civil War, in places like Hamilton County, Indiana, for the first time in like over 800 years. Hamilton County is in the path of totality. Whoa. We've all become experts on eclipses. You know, back when I was a kid, they told you if you looked at the eclipse directly at it, you were going to go blind. It was a medical certainty. Evidently, that's not necessarily the case. The corona does not call instantaneous blindness. Don't look directly at it without glasses, though. I'm not recommending that. Dan Tevis celebrating a birthday. Teresa Stanford Davis, happy birthday. And Steve Wright, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Go Boilers. Still not saying that thing with the directional. No. That doesn't escape my lips. But as you can see from the gold, we're all about the Boilers today. Bring one home for Indiana. Purdue does it the right way. We want to see that celebrated with a national championship. Them even going to the national championship game is awesome. If they can finish this deal, double awesome. Radio show in just a couple of minutes at WGCLradio.com. If you're not in the Monroe County area, if you are, 1370 AM, 98.7 FM. We'll talk to you during the eclipse. Whoa, this afternoon, as people stop their cars on the roads. I've got to see it. I've got to gaze at the sun. Oh! Don't stop and stand in the middle of the street and look up as people in cars are looking up while they drive. Very, very, very dangerous.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.